Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help.
Supply chain management is one of the most important functions that a business can have today in today's global environment. And supply chain management technology can be a great way to enable supply chain management capabilities and functionality. And today I'm going to talk about the top 10 supply chain systems available to you in the marketplace. My name is Eric Kimberling. I'm the CEO and founder of Third Stage Consulting. We're an independent consulting firm that helps clients through their digital and supply chain transformations. And in today's world, in the 2020s, the world has changed quite a bit, and supply chain management has more than ever become a very important competency and capability. Companies that can manage their supply chains well and manage their suppliers and their costs and their overall distribution and throughput are going to do a lot better and be a lot more successful in today's day and age. And technology and other types of transformation around your supply chain can be a great way to enable those types of enhancements. And today I'm going to talk about what are those top 10 systems in the marketplace. So in determining our top 10 list for this year, there's a number of capabilities and functions that we considered. There's general supply chain management functionality that we evaluated for each of these technologies. Things like supplier collaboration, quality management, procurement, transportation management, logistics, fleet management, all the things that go into an entire end-to-end supply chain, those are the things we evaluated. In addition to overall functionality, we looked at the flexibility of the software, the value, the cost, the benefits of the software, and we looked at a number of quantitative and qualitative factors in evaluating the different systems. And probably most importantly, Third Stage is completely independent, technology agnostic, so the vendors had no influence over this top 10 list. So this is completely unbiased and free from vendor influence, and it's strictly based on our experience, our research, our experience evaluating and implementing these systems, as well as some of the other factors that I mentioned earlier. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get started. Coming in at number 10 is Oracle NetSuite. NetSuite's a very common ERP or enterprise technology that happens to contain some supply chain management functionality, and a lot of small and mid-sized companies use the product. Now, there are several reasons why Oracle NetSuite made the top 10 list. First of all, it has pretty simple functionality. It's easy to use. It's something that doesn't require a lot of complexity. So if you have a fairly standard or fairly vanilla supply chain, or if you're a small or mid-sized organization, Oracle NetSuite can be a great option for you. It's very commonly used in the marketplace. It also does beyond supply chain management. It will do more ERP types of functionality like warehouse management, financials, HCM, and other types of functions. So it's not just a supply chain solution, but it can also provide other technologies on top of that. And like I said, if you're a smaller mid-sized company with fairly vanilla and basic supply chain needs, Oracle NetSuite can be a great option for you. Two other quick things to note about Oracle NetSuite. One is that it is a fully mature cloud solution. A lot of the systems that we'll get to here in the top 10 are maybe cloud-based, but they started off on-premise and they're still finishing their migration to the cloud, whereas Oracle NetSuite has always been a multi-tenant cloud ERP system. The other thing to keep in mind is that the product is backed by Oracle, which is a huge company, lots of R&D dollars, a pretty clear roadmap, and a good future for the product. Now, the downside of Oracle NetSuite are some things that may prevent you from considering it are that if you have complex needs or if you're a larger organization or if you are looking for something more robust and something that requires more flexibility, Oracle NetSuite is probably not going to be the best bet for you. But if that isn't the case, then it may be one you may want to consider. Coming in at number 9 is Microsoft Dynamics 365. Like NetSuite, Microsoft Dynamics is also a full-blown ERP enterprise-wide type of solution in addition to supply chain management. But Microsoft Dynamics can handle supply chain management, some of the basic functionality and things that you're going to need for your supply chain. And some of the reasons why Microsoft Dynamics excels in the space are a few things. One is it's Microsoft, so it has that Microsoft look and feel that a lot of organizations and employees and end users are used to. Another thing that companies seem to like about Microsoft Dynamics is that it's very flexible. So as compared to other systems in the top 10 list and others that didn't make the top 10 list, it can provide a lot more flexibility and ability to integrate with other systems. So those things combined make it a good candidate for companies looking for supply chain management solutions. Now, D365 tends to be better for mid-size organizations. So companies that aren't super large or super complex can generally handle this type of software. Companies that are smaller on the small side of the scale may find that D365 is overkill or too much functionality and complexity for them. But if you're in the mid-market and you have some fairly standard supply chain needs, Microsoft D365 can be a great option. Now, one thing to keep in mind with D365 that's probably its biggest shortcoming is that the partner ecosystem is very fragmented. There's a lot of companies out there that sell and implement D365, and they're not all that great. There's some good ones out there, there's some terrible ones out there, and there's a lot of in between. So if you do go with the product, you want to make sure you focus just as much time on finding the right implementation partner, because that can make or break your overall implementation. So coming at number eight is a company called Plex Systems. You may or may not have heard of the solution, but it's a company that's been around for quite a while. It's a software that was built in the cloud. It was built as a SaaS type of solution that can support cloud implementations. And it's a product that has historically been very common in the automotive industry, aerospace and defense. You're starting to see more companies in food and beverage and pharmaceutical use this product. And the thing with Plex Systems is, much like NetSuite and Microsoft D365, it does more than just supply chain. It also handles manufacturing, shop floor automation, and basic financials, warehouse management, some of the other capabilities that a broader ERP system would typically provide. It's also pretty common in retail and distribution. It's a product that you'll see more and more companies that are on the distribution side of things using to manage their supply chain facing the customer. Just as is the case with NetSuite, it's been built in the cloud, which allows it to have more mature capability, and they're not in the midst of a transition to the cloud like a lot of the others in the top 10 are. Probably the biggest downside for Plex Systems is there aren't a lot of partners out there that are supporting the product. So in other words, it's harder to find resources that know the product well. Most companies end up using Plex and their consultants directly to handle the implementation. There are some partners that can support the implementation, but there's not as many of them as you might find with some of the others in the top 10. So that's one of the things to be aware of, is making sure you understand that there's not a lot of partners out there and the install base isn't quite as big as some of the other systems in the marketplace. But having said all that, it has enough strengths and capabilities to come in at number eight on our list. Coming in at number seven is SAP S/4HANA. And S/4HANA is a very common solution if you're a Fortune 500, Fortune 1000 organization, or if you're a large public sector organization. S/4HANA tends to be on most people's short lists that are in one of those larger organizations. And if you're a large organization with a complex, global, big supply chain, S/4HANA can be a great solution for you. So think of S/4HANA as that big, robust, global, but also complex solution. So if you fit that profile, SAP S/4HANA can be a great fit. Now, if you don't fit that profile, S/4HANA is probably going to be a bit of overkill. It's probably going to be too expensive. It's probably going to be too risky for your organization. But if you don't fall into that category, it may be something worth considering. Now, a couple other things to note about S/4HANA. They recently acquired Ariba, which is a procurement platform and a procurement technology that integrates now with S/4HANA. So companies that require more depth in the procurement functionality and the procurement processes have Ariba to draw from as well. SAP is also built on the HANA platform. So when it comes to volumes of transactions and real-time access to data, real-time analytics and reporting, the HANA platform provides a good way to provide that insight and visibility into what's happening in your supply chain through that HANA platform. Now, probably the biggest downside, or a couple of the biggest downsides for S/4HANA, is one I already mentioned, the breadth and complexity of the software can lead to cost and risk and potential failure and just too much complexity. But the other part of it is that S/4HANA, at the time I'm recording this, is still not as mature as some of the other products. They're one of those systems that are still making that transition from the on-premise legacy solutions to cloud solutions. So not all the functionality that SAP has built over the years in supply chain management is available in S/4HANA, at least not yet. Having said that, SAP is a very big company. They're investing a lot in R&D, and they're making fast advancements in improving the capabilities. But for a lot of organizations, it's somewhat of a leap of faith right now in deploying S/4HANA to a global supply chain. Having said all of that, that's what lands SAP S/4HANA at number 7 on our list. Coming in at number 6 on our list is a company called IFS that you may or may not have heard of. They're a European-based organization, a lot of installs in Europe, but if you're outside of Europe, you may not have heard of the company. But they're an ERP company that provides enterprise-wide software capabilities, including supply chain, and they're very good at supply chain. In fact, most of their companies are manufacturing and distribution types of organizations with fairly complex manufacturing and distribution and supply chain related needs. The thing that makes IFS unique is that in addition to being able to handle normal supply chain types of processes, it's also very good at companies that have supply chains that need to be managed in the field. So companies with field services or crews or employees that are very mobile and dispersed geographically, and situations where you're trying to track inventory and procurement and movement of goods and materials and work in progress across different sites or different field crews or whatever the case may be, IFS has a particular strength there. The other thing that's good about IFS is they have multiple deployment options. So a lot of the systems in our top 10 list are cloud only, which may be perfect for many of you, but some of you may still be interested in options in terms of either on-premise, cloud, or some sort of hybrid of both. IFS, at the time I'm recording this, still supports multiple deployment options, which can be very appealing to a lot of organizations. Now, the biggest downsides of IFS are primarily that there isn't a big ecosystem supporting the product yet. It's mostly IFS direct resources. There aren't a lot of partners and implementers and resellers out there. So it's a bit more difficult to find qualified IFS resources to support your implementation. And then the other thing to consider is that IFS does not have as large of an install base or as many customers as some of the other organizations or options in the top 10. So that may not be a deal breaker for you, but it's something to be aware of as well. So with those strengths and weaknesses in mind, IFS lands at number 6 on our list.
If you are trying to achieve digital transformation success, turn to Third Stage Consulting Group. Third Stage's independent and technology agnostic consulting team helps clients define their digital strategies, select the right software, and manage their implementations. With offices in the U.S., Europe, and Australia, our team helps the world's most forward-thinking organizations through their transformation pitfalls and risks. Whether you are embarking on an ERP, HCM, CRM, supply chain management, or any other digital transformation, contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.
Coming in at number 5 on our list is a company called HighJump. They're a supply chain management system and product that offers not just basic supply chain, but they're very strong in warehouse management. So companies that have complex warehouse management needs, such as wave picking and advanced labor tracking and things of that nature, will find that HighJump could be a good option. The other interesting thing about HighJump is they were recently acquired by a company called Körber. Körber is a company that specializes in supply chain and distribution types of software, and they also provide some capabilities and functionality through that parent company around freight and logistics and shipping and some other very specialized needs. So companies that have complex global supply chain and logistics and freight and shipping types of needs may find that HighJump, along with its parent company's product offering, could be a great fit. We typically see HighJump being used by smaller to mid-size organizations. We don't see a lot of big global complex supply chain types of organizations using HighJump, But companies that have fairly basic distribution and overall supply chain needs tend to do pretty well with HighJump. The other downside of HighJump is that we've had a lot of clients comment that the software seems expensive relative to its overall capabilities. And certainly we've seen through our negotiation process that that can be true. However, having said that, every vendor can be negotiated with and many of these costs can be brought down. But with all these things in mind, that's enough to land HighJump at number 5 on our list. Coming in at number 4 on our list is Blue Yonder, which used to be called JDA. And this is a product that's been around for a long time, very specialized, niche-focused solution, but with a big install base. A lot of supply chains globally are using JDA or Blue Yonder. Some of the things that make Blue Yonder unique are that in addition to having basic and kind of your normal supply chain type of functionality, it's also very strong at sales and operations planning. So companies that are sales driven and need that back office and supply chain visibility through their sales staff as part of the sales and operations planning process, we'll find that Blue Yonder can be a great solution. So that's one of the things that's pretty unique about the product. And if you're in a situation where that's of value, you may want to actually bump up Blue Yonder on your short list. Blue Yonder is very common in retail. So we tend to see companies that are in retail or companies that are distributing to retail organizations tend to find value in the product. It also handles workforce management very well. So that's something that not all of the other products in the top 10 list do well. So if you have a large workforce and scheduling is a big challenge for you as far as either in the warehouse or other parts of your supply chain functions, workforce management can be an important part and an important value of what the product brings. It also does manufacturing and shop floor planning. So while it is specialized in supply chain management, there's not that sort of disparate handoff to the shop floor like many of the other products in our top 10 may have. So it handles, integrated within the product, the shop floor and manufacturing aspect of your business. And obviously, if you are a manufacturer, that could be a value to you as well. Blue Yonder tends to have a larger ecosystem than some of the other products in our top 10 list. So there are more consultants, more resources, more implementers out there. It's a more common skill set, so it's a little bit easier to find people that know the product. And there's a large install base too. A lot of big companies are using the product and it's very commonly used. So that all combined can make it very appealing to organizations that are considering supply chain management software. Probably the biggest downside for bigger companies, at least, that might be considering Blue Yonder is that while it does a lot of things that the other supply chain management systems don't do, it still isn't a full ERP system in terms of having financials and full-blown inventory management and CRM capabilities and things of that nature. It still is fairly focused on supply chain management with some shop floor and manufacturing automation as well, but it typically requires some sort of back-end or back-office type of system to handle things like CRM and financials and HCM and things of that nature. But having said all that, that's enough to land Blue Yonder number 4 on our list. Coming in number 3 on our list is Oracle ERP Cloud or Oracle Supply Chain Management Cloud. Like some of the other products in the top 10 list, Oracle provides a full-blown ERP solution, but it tends to be very strong in supply chain, and its supply chain modules within the technology are very strong and very mature. Probably Oracle's biggest advantage, especially if you're a larger organization that values flexibility, is that Oracle tends to be a more flexible product than a lot of the other systems in our top 10 list, particularly if you're looking at SAP or NetSuite or some other products that are harder to change to fit what your needs are, what your business are. Oracle tends to be the more flexible of those larger types of solutions, and it provides the full-blown breadth of capability that you might need outside of your supply chain as well. So things like HCM and financials and customer relationship management and other types of functions outside of supply chain. Another strength of Oracle ERP Cloud is the analytical capabilities. So anything to do with business intelligence or reporting or getting data out of the system or just having visibility into your supply chain, that tends to be a big strength of Oracle products in general, and their supply chain management and ERP solution is no different. So if you're looking for a product that not only handles your supply chain management needs and gives you the flexibility to modify and pivot and change your supply chain as you need to, but also address some of the other needs within your business, Oracle ERP Cloud can be a great solution for you. Coming in at number two on our list is Infor Cloud Suite along with Nexus. Two products from the same company, tightly integrated. You, for all intents and purposes, could call it the same software. But the reason we call it out is because they provide a breadth of capabilities to support some more complex and broader supply chain needs. Now, like Oracle and SAP and some of the more ERP type of systems in our top 10 list, Infor provides a complete ERP solution that provides everything from not just supply chain, but financials and CRM and human capital management and other types of functionality. But as it relates to supply chain in particular, it's very strong. Most companies that we see implementing Infor Cloud Suite happen to be manufacturing and distribution and global supply chain types of organizations. So it's a product that can scale up to the largest organizations, but it's commonly used by mid-market companies as well. If you're a smaller organization, it may be a bit complex and overkill for your needs, but if you're in the mid-market and a bigger organization, Infor Cloud Suite along with Nexus can be a great option. Now, one of the really unique factors of the Infor offering in supply chain management is Nexus, and they have this control center that uses predictive analytics and business intelligence and just overall data analysis to try and pick up on signals in your supply chain so that you can address and pivot on those signals. So that's something that's pretty unique in terms of not just being able to track what's going on in your supply chain real time right now, and not just being able to look in the past of what's happening, also being able to look at and anticipate potential problems or bottlenecks in your supply chain so you can improve throughput or optimize your procurement cost or optimize your cycle times, whatever the case may be. That whole Nexus platform is a pretty unique and a pretty cool way that we've seen organizations optimize their supply chains for the future. Another example of a difference with the Infor supply chain management solution is the ability to really manage working capital, to allow you more from a financial perspective to look at your supply chain and be able to maximize your cash flow or optimize how you're paying suppliers, when you're paying suppliers, and that sort of thing. So it gets back to not only providing a broader ERP system that provides financial capability, but it provides financial capability specific to supply chain management needs and supply chain optimization. So for all those reasons, that's enough to land Infor Cloud Suite and Nexus at number two on our list. Coming in at number one on our list is Manhattan Associates, a company that's been around for a long time providing supply chain management solutions to organizations. They're big in retail, grocery, distribution, pretty large organizations with a lot of different locations, global supply chains, lots of different suppliers spread out throughout the world. That's the type of organization that tends to benefit from and to value the software of Manhattan Associates. It's also very strong in logistics and transportation. So when you look at how you get your products from point A to point B or from the port to your warehouse to the stores that you might be selling to or whatever the case may be, Manhattan Associates is very good at tracking the entire supply chain and helping you optimize the entire supply chain. It's also a company and a product that's very well known for innovation. There's a lot of innovative stuff that they're doing as an organization and with the product as it relates to artificial intelligence and Internet of Things and overall machine learning, things of that nature. So there's a lot happening there with the product. And part of that is because they are such a specialized company and they tend to deal with the most complex global supply chains. So those two things combined allow them to really focus their R&D efforts on those types of innovations that can help improve your supply chain in the longer term. The other thing that our clients tend to like about the product is that it's .NET based, which may not mean a lot to you if you're not an IT person, but what that means, it's an open and flexible solution, so you can integrate it easier with other systems. It has a predefined integration with SAP, for example, and Microsoft Dynamics, for example, if you need another system to support your back office ERP and financial system. It can integrate very well with those other systems. They also provide multiple deployment options. So they have a lot of companies, believe it or not, that are still on-premise. Some of them are still using IBM iSeries. Some of them are moving to the cloud. So they have multiple deployment options and ways that you can consume their software depending on who you are and what you're trying to accomplish. Now, the biggest weaknesses of the product are things that should be considered as well. First of all, it's not a full-blown ERP system, like I said. So if you're a big company, big global supply chain, might be a great fit for you, but you're also going to have to look at what is our back office ERP system going to need to be to support that. How are we going to integrate that? How's the data going to flow? And that can add a layer of complexity to the implementation that you should be aware of. The other thing to be aware of are that most of the implementations are handled directly through Manhattan Associates. So there's not a lot of partners out there that are also supporting the product. So it sort of creates this single point of failure or potential failure in that you have to use, for the most part, use their resources and their people for the implementation. So those are a couple of downside risks to be aware of. Having said all of that, that's enough to land Manhattan Associates at number one on our list. So those are the top 10 systems in our analysis. And a couple takeaways here and things to keep in mind. One is, when you're evaluating this top 10 list, in addition to the strengths and weaknesses I've talked about here today, it's important to think about, am I looking for a pure supply chain management system, or am I looking for a broader ERP system? And depending on your answer to that or where you think you might fall, that could shuffle your top 10 list that's specific to you. Second of all is, be sure to be aware of what the strengths and weaknesses are as it relates to the type of business model you have. If you're a retail-driven organization, your top 10 list is going to look a little bit different than if you're a backside supplier-driven supply chain. So depending on the type of business model you have, that's going to create different strengths and weaknesses for how well of a fit that these products may be. So I hope you found this information useful. I also encourage you to please download our 2020 annual report of technology systems in the marketplace, including ERP, including supply chain management, and HCM as well. So that report will provide some more detail and some more guidance as you're looking to how technology might help your supply chain and your business overall. Also encourage you to please like this channel. Provide any comments you have below. If you have experience with any of these systems, I'd love to hear your feedback. If there's anything that wasn't in the top 10 that you feel like should be, I'd love to hear your feedback on that as well. So I hope you have a great day, and we'll talk to you soon.
Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.